Hey guys, today you're going to be taking the Renaissance and Reformation Common Assessment for Social Studies. Remember as you go through this that you can pause and rewind at any time, so be sure to take advantage of those features if you need questions reread to you or you want to hear something again. All right, we're going to skip all of the standards that are listed there with bullet points at the top, and we're going to go to number one. The document at the right might have been the course schedule of a student during the Renaissance. What aspect of the document reveals that the schedule is from the Renaissance? A. Astronomy was studied for the first time during the Renaissance. B. During the Renaissance, people valued studying a wide variety of subjects. C. During the Renaissance, most people did not study philosophy. D. During the Renaissance, people valued studying science more than studying art. Number two, Johann Gutenberg invented the printing press around 1440. Identify one result of this invention. A. Gutenberg's invention caused trade to increase between Europe and Asia. B. Due to the invention of the printing press, more people became great artists. C. As books and pamphlets could be mass-produced and cheaply distributed, more people learned to read. D. Cities grew throughout Europe and Asia as a result of Gutenberg's invention. Number three, Copernicus, Da Vinci, and Kepler were all famous Renaissance scientists. Explain what most famous Renaissance scientists had in common. A. Renaissance scientists were driven by national pride. B. Most Renaissance scientists did not question Greek ideas. C. Direct observation was highly valued by Renaissance scientists. D. Scientists of the Renaissance did not care about religion. Number four. Explain why Florence is often referred to as the cradle of the Renaissance. A. The Renaissance developed in Italy, and Florence is considered to be the birthplace of this movement. B. The Renaissance required a significant amount of money, and Florence was known for its wealth. C. More artists in Florence were young, hence the use of the term cradle. D. Most children in Florence had many talents, and diversity of skill was valued in the Renaissance. Number five. Florence was one of the most industrialized cities in Europe, leading into the Renaissance. Explain how Florence's industries were related to the city's culture. A. Industry owners studied art and music in Florence. B. Great artists became bankers and traders. C. Wealthy patrons sponsored many artists. D. Brilliant scholars got rich writing books. Number six. Below are three elements of Renaissance culture. Explain what they have in common. Painting, architecture, sculpture. A. They were all pursued only by the wealthy. B. They were all influenced by classical ideas. C. They all depended on engineering breakthroughs. D. They all required lengthy periods of training. Number seven. The florin was a gold coin introduced by the Republic of Florence in 1252 that, when introduced, led to the development of a money-based economy. Explain how a money-based economy impacted Florence. A. The money-based economy allowed Florence to become an intellectual center. B. Florence became a banking center after the introduction of a money-based economy. C. Florence's success using the money-based economy led other Italian cities to try to conquer it. D. The success of their money-based economy inspired other Italian leaders to try to imitate it. Number 8. There were many factors that led to the Renaissance. Identify one factor that led to the Renaissance from the list below. A. Traders brought classical ideas to Europe. B, merchants brought medieval art to the East. C, scholars left Europe to study in the East. D, Muslim leaders brought money to Europe. Number 9. The word Renaissance translates to rebirth. Explain what was reborn during the Renaissance. A, an interest in Christianity developed during the Renaissance. B, a renewed interest in classical culture, especially those from ancient Greece and Rome. C, greater attention to the Islamic religion developed during the Renaissance. D, a focus on recording histories of ancient civilizations, such as Egypt, became a priority during the Renaissance. Number 10. The Renaissance began in Florence, Italy. Identify which geographic feature contributed to Italy becoming wealthy. A, its central location in the Mediterranean region made Italy ideal for trade and commerce. B, the Apennine mountain range provided a protective boundary against invaders, allowing their economy to flourish. C, active volcanoes in Italy created fertile soil and a successful agricultural-based economy. D, the fertile farmland in the basin of the Po River helped contribute to Italy becoming wealthy. Number 11. The selling of indulgences troubled many Catholics because the practice made it seem that A, the church was in economic trouble. B, the government had lost its authority. C, people could buy forgiveness for their sins. D, anyone could buy a leadership position. Number 12. Protest is the root word in Protestant. What exactly did the first Protestants protest? A, corruption in the Catholic Church, such as the selling of indulgences. B, the humanist philosophy that developed as a result of the Renaissance. C, decrees by King Henry VIII were considered unfair and many protested them. D, the reformation of Christianity was protested as many disagreed with the formation of new denominations. Number 13. The Lutheran Church was founded in 1521 and is based on the beliefs of Martin Luther. According to Luther, how did a person gain salvation? A, salvation was gained by following a strict set of church rules. B, people gained salvation by living good lives. C, Martin Luther believed people received salvation through faith alone. D, tithing or giving money to the church granted a person salvation according to Luther. Number 14. There were a number of key reformers during the Protestant Reformation. What belief did many reformers have in common? A, the church was not the ultimate source of religious authority. B, the Bible should not be printed on a printing press. C, God chose the elect based on their actions. D, salvation was not an important part of Christianity. Number 15. Early reformers such as Martin Luther and John Calvin were outspoken in their beliefs. Which of the following statements might an early reformer such as these have said? A, we must not have a pope anymore. B, I want to purify the church. C, I no longer believe in God. D, we must not translate the Bible. That's the end of this recording. You can click on the next recording to hear the rest of the test.